Once in a distant land known as the Oregon Country Fair, a copperhead dragon decided he would make it his lair. But dragons are generally creatures with whom I have much respect. This one's behavior in general and demeanor was very out of spec. He was the master of blessed fire with two deadliest wings. He's a stealer of gators, user of most delightful illegal things. Often he preened his wings when he knew he should have roasted food. And then he'd take all the credit, making my sister brood. After witnessing this offense, I had to take a stand. His manner was most distasteful, and his food half-cooked and bland. Such crimes he did commit as trying to bread fish, leaving everything messy without doing a single dish. Three nights I asked to challenge him for his lavish ways. Two nights of these he cowered in inebriated days. The third he took me up and unleashed his deadly fire. I summoned up my courage and met the threat that was so dire. At first I chose a weapon and shield I knew that he would know. The very dishes that I had done, for he despised them so. And with my sword and shield I approached him for the fight, and called him for to turn around and saw the ghastly sight. He'd adorned himself with wings of fire and sported crimson curls, a very practiced master of subtle flaming furls. At first I felt the terror at the bottom of my heart. The best laid of my plans, it seemed destined to fall apart. The monster I had challenged was powerful indeed, my weapon insufficient to support my slaying needs. So I panicked in state, and I turned around to flee, giving the dragon reason to feel victorious glee. But stronger I was than the dragon, at first it suppose, for I'm a gentle friend, but I make a mighty foe. And while he was a master of his deadly wings of fire, stronger was my passion, will, heart, and my desire. I found myself tools I knew I could put him to the test. With swirling balls of fire, I gave my very best. Fighting fire with fire, our battle lit the night. But alas, another failure nearly caused a future devoid of light. Flames brushed against my skin, and the weapon I did draw. I thought my plans were thwarted, and my slaying a tragic flop. But at first I reached within the flames to drag the tools to victory. Strength, grace, and sense of place, they surged within me. With final blows and kicks, I set him fleeing far away. I was truly victorious, though he wasn't fully slain. But I thought it unethical to take the creature's life. And after the battle, he improved, as did my sister Strife. In victory, I danced with passion and with glee. I knew that this would be a magnificent feat of glory. But another truth more glowingly danced within my heart. I'd not be getting married or pierced with Cupid's dart.